All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin Robbery Proper.
Just hold everything, everybody.
It's time for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show on WJLE.
Who are those guys?
With your host, Chris Trammell and Reed Vanderpool.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Shazam!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country road.
Logan Lucky. I've been hearing about that. Was that any good?
It was a pretty cool movie. It's funny. It's about him robbing Charlotte Motor Speedway during the Coca-Cola.
Has it got something to do with John Denver?
But yeah, the song in it, the dude's favorite song was John Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Country Roads. And so I was like, we got to play that. We haven't played that. We got to play that.
You're watching TV again.
Have you seen the news?
I've seen a lot of news.
Tiger's loose in Knoxville.
I did not see Tigers coming for 2020. Well, I'm kind of like the pool at all.
I'm kind of like English Bob. Why wouldn't there be Tigers loose in Knoxville? It's 2020.
Yeah. Seems like the least you could expect is Tigers in Knoxville.
Yeah. You know, lions, tigers, bears.
Was it from the zoo, some drug dealer?
Nobody knows.
Tony Montana moved to Knoxville?
No, I don't
lost agree. His tiger?
I wouldn't listen, and I couldn't see, and all I have left if not are words you said to me. Sing your song, sweet music, man. Cause I won't be there to hold your hand like I used to. I'm through with you. You're a hell of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you. You touched my soul with your beautiful song. Even had me singing along right with you. You said I need you. Then you changed the words and added harmony, and you sang the song you had written for me to someone new. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along. And nobody else can make me feel that things are right when I know they're wrong. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing your song, sweet music, man. Travel the world with a six-piece band that does for you what you ask them to. And you try to stay young, but the songs you sung to so many people have all begun to come back on you. So sing your song, said music man. You're making your living doing one night stands that through with you. They don't need you. You're still a hell of a singer, but a broken man. But you'll keep on looking for one last friend to sing to. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along. And nobody else can make me feel the things are right when they're wrong with a song. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. So sing your song, sweet music, baby. I believe in you.
You remember back in the day when the most exciting animal escape would be like an emu gets loose? I went out cover, there was an emu loose in Smithville one time. I went out cover to take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, did you?
And there was a lady. I found the emu was in somebody's, this lady's yard. And it was a little old lady, and she had a dish towel. She was going, shoo, shoo, what is that? I said, it's the biggest chicken you ever saw. Giant chickens are on the loose.
McNuggets.
It's a mess of McNuggets right there.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown,
sisters. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame.
Several years ago, there was some buffalo down around Alexandria that got loose.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, they're buffalo. They're not. I know there's people out there going to say, "Well, technically they're bison." Because I don't look. I don't care. I don't care. You know,
we're
It's like peanut. Well, technically, it's not that. Just shut up.
It's a bean.
I'm going to eat it.
When I hear Chief Dan George call it a bison.
Yeah. But anyway, these buffalo got loose in the Alexandria, and one of them was in this lady's yard, and she called the police, and she said, "You ain't going to believe this, but there's an elephant in my front
yard." It's a woolly mammoth.
It's a woolly mammoth.
his cold hand as he slowly walked by, weeping willows cry for joy. Feels so good, feels so good. It's Friday and wish I could stop this world from.
Let's pause right here for Dwayne to do the WJLE trivia question. Take it away, Dwayne.
Chris, what are you doing?
I saved these fireworks from the 4th. I got them mounted to my Schwinn. I'm going to jump over to Smithville City swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, just like Caesar's Palace.
Just like it. Stand back.
Reed, what happened?
Oh, Chris thinks he's Travis Pastrami again.
I guess we're going to have to take him to Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital again.
Yow. Yeah, their hospital and emergency care teams at 520 West Main Street provide primary and specialty care when you need it most.
I need it most!
If you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, go to the nearest ER or call 911.
Call them!
Look, he fell on somebody's car.
Oh, that's all right. That's his car.
Increased natural gas supply in this country has brought us stable natural gas prices. Natural gas has always been the most comfortable and efficient method to warm your home or your business. It is also the most cost-effective method. Fuel cost comparisons give clear evidence of the natural gas price advantages. Here's an example. The average annual cost for a natural gas water heater is less than $250 per year. Using electric to heat the same amount of water will cost over $600 a year. That equates to almost a $5,000 savings over the life of an average water heater. Electric clothes dryers cost three times as much to operate as natural gas clothes dryer. One of the great advantages of living in the Upper Cumberland region is our inexpensive natural gas supply. Don't pass up that advantage. Call or visit Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
September 12th, the Burlap Room has the Smoky Nights tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac? Did they kick the guy who plays Lindsey Buckingham out of the band?
There'll be craft beer, hemp products, kid and dog friendly.
Will Stevie be there?
Be food trucks.
Hey, man, are you ignoring me?
All kinds of big fun.
What's your problem, man?
Go away, son, you bother me. On the grounds of Burt Driver Nursery in Smithville, Tennessee, 597-9560, burtdriver.com. Well, we got Steve Quick in the studio. Steve, you remember him? He went off. He's going to start that tiger park over in Knoxville.
Start a refuge.
Yeah, one of them got away.
How's that?
One of them got away.
Huh. Well, anyway.
So you're Tony Montana.
Tony Montana, yeah.
I knew there was something fishy about you.
Steve's talking to
Carol Nims.
One of our
Carol Nims
guests have passed away, and he's talking to his
wife.
Widow.
The widow, right. Yeah.
So who is it?
Oh, Carol Nims.
And?
She lives down in Florida. And, of course, you know, Randy Barlow's wife. And Randy was, you know, you got kind of tickled when you heard him talking about Little Richard that time, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, but that was a fella, and, of course, we checked with him every now and then.
Of course. Well,
Let's hear this award-winning interview.
Steve Quick here for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show, and I have Carol Nims with me. And of course, this is the wife of our entertainer that we lost here. I think it was, what was it back in, was it in August?
July 30th.
I knew it was right close
July
to August
30th.
There.
Yep.
Well, all the listeners have, we've had Randy on the show several times, and several of the GLE listeners have heard Randy talk, and Randy was a talker, wasn't he?
He sure did. He had the stories.
He had the stories, sure, and that's what was so fascinating about Randy. One in particular is whenever he said he got to meet Richard Pettiman, which was Little Richard. And we ran that earlier this year. And like I said, he had just stories that just were unbelievable. But they were true. I mean, he actually had been there and had met these people and worked with them.
Yeah.
But Carol...
At some point, he decided he wanted to put all of his stories together, and he's put a book together.
Right.
With all of the stories of his life.
Well, we're so sorry for your loss. I know you loved him. He was really a legend in his own time, as well. I kind of looked at it, you know, because he was so interesting.
He was very unique.
He was.
Very kind, gentle man, and... biggest personality, and he never met a stranger.
Yeah, that's the absolute truth. And that, when I first met him, that was where he come off to me. Well, Carol, in closing here, just wanted to acknowledge to you here about Randy, and we'll help keep his memory alive. We will be looking out for you when you have that book ready, which I know is dear to his heart. And that was... what was the title of the book again?
Who's Randy Barlow? A Journey Toward Fame.
Right, that's right. And I'd, you know, he was just really proud of that book, and I know that that was really going to set him off and bring him back in a new direction. But I guess it was meant to be that he had to be with the Lord. So we, like I said, we understand.
He's singing with the angels now.
Yeah, he is. And, okay, well, we're talking to Carol Nims this morning, the wife of Randy Barlow, here on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
Steve, do you think Carol Baskin killed her husband?
Since you're a tiger expert.
Can you kill a guy and feed him to the tigers? I just want to know, Steve.
Could be a possibility.
Where were you when he disappeared?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You been to Florida in the last couple of years?
The likely story.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Being flexible in life is important. Being flexible in business is too. Hi, this is Julia Vanderpool with DeKalb County Insurance. Many agencies can only offer a few types of insurance protection, but DeKalb County Insurance offers all forms of insurance. In addition to auto and home, we offer life, farm, business, boat, ATV, motorcycle. We even have Aflac. So give us a call at 615-597-0660 or drop by at 307 North Public Square, Smithville, and let us take care of you.
Think banks are all the same? Wilson Bank and Trust is a place where friendly community bankers can offer the financial services and technology you'd expect from a big institution. Call or visit Wilson Bank and Trust to find an independent hometown banker for every need life throws your way. Member FDIC.
Dan Reed, you wrecked a mystery truck.
Ruh-roh.
Get great coverage and affordable rates through Farm Bureau Insurance.
Who's that?
Shh, that's my wife.
Auto, boat, home, renters, life.
What about mystery trucks?
Farm Bureau has the coverage you're looking for. They even have individual, family, and children's plans. Stop by and see them at 865 South Congress Boulevard in Smithville or give them a call at 597-7751.
Your wife sure is smart. Other big news this week, the wildfires out California.
More wildfires.
Unprecedented.
Who had more wildfires in the pool? Anybody?
Well,
more wildfires for 2020?
I mean,
yeah, it's fairly obvious.
You kind of have that in the pool every year because every year on the news, it's unprecedented wildfires. You've never seen a wildfire like that.
Nothing in California has ever burned.
Yeah, except for last year.
Since last year.
And, you know,
a year before that.
In a couple of months, it'll be mudslides. Unprecedented mudslides.
Unprecedented mudslides.
Because that's California. You know?
It was unprecedentedly hot in Death Valley today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, to everything I'd done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away, looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 da.
Tune in next week on WJLE for more of the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is sponsored by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, DeKalb Farm Bureau,
Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital, DeKalb County Insurance,
and Wilson Bank and Trust.
And don't forget to let our sponsors know you heard about them on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is a Dirt Poor production. I'm your announcer, Steve Quick.
Until we ride you away again, this is Pa Ben saying the horse is settled and waiting to run.
Reed, how fast you think Steve can run?